AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, just before leaving on summer break, the Senate passed a six-year highway funding bill. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The multi-year $350 billion measure makes changes to highway, transit, railroad, and auto safety programs and doesn't raise taxes. The vote was 65-34. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell heralded its approval.
Because it's a multi-year bill, it would give states, cities, and towns the certainty they need to better plan road and bridge projects well into the future.
The Senate's action sets the stage for negotiations with the House, which hopes to finish off its version of a long-term highway bill after lawmakers return from their August break. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
And White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest talked about why there is no vote yet from the House on transportation and other issues.
The real problem is that House Republicans have skipped town and started their vacation, even though they have a lot of important work to do.
Earnest says there won't be a lot of patience when House Republicans return from the break and say they do not have time to do their job. The plea was not guilty in Cincinnati from fired University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tenzing.
Ray Tenzing, you understand you've been charged with one count of murder and one count of voluntary manslaughter.
Yes, Your Honor.
Tenzing is accused of killing a driver who was pulled over for a missing license plate. Bond was set at $1 million. The uncle of missing teen fisherman Austin Stefanos is hoping Austin and Perry Cohen are clinging to some kind of flotation device off the Florida coast.
The cooler. Absolutely. We're hoping that they are on that cooler. That is what we're looking for.
The two have been missing for almost a week. A member of the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force is looking into whether there was a specific threat received when Confederate battle flags were placed on the grounds of Martin Luther King Jr.'s church in Atlanta. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. There are encouraging numbers on the economy from the gross domestic product.
The Commerce Department says the GDP expanded at a 2.3% annual rate last quarter. The April through June figures represent a 0.6% increase from the previous quarter. It's considered to be a solid rebound, led by a surge in consumer spending and a recovery in foreign trade. Economists say they're looking for the growth to strengthen even more the rest of the year. They say consumer spending is being bolstered by sizable employment gains. Shirley Smith, Washington.
California says water use fell by 27% in June, passing Governor Jerry Brown's conservation target. Valerie Harper is in a hospital in Maine. The 75-year-old actress became sick before a performance at the Algonquin Playhouse. Harper has been battling cancer. A statement says she's resting comfortably and will stay in the hospital for a while for observation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than mega sites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.